Shalom, everybody! Much of this week's parsha describes the job of Eliezer, Avram's servant, as he looks for a wife for Yitzchak. And we know the story. Eliezer encounters Rivka and he is taken by her incredible midos, the incredible chesed that she displays, and he goes back with her to her brother Lavan's house. And it is there in Lavan's house that Eliezer recounts the entire mission, the entire story, and everything that happened to Eliezer up until that point. And when Eliezer does recount the whole story to Rivka's family, Eliezer tells Rivka's family that he had asked Avraham the following question. He told them that he asked them the following. Perek Chav Dalet, Pasuk Lamites, Va Omar El Adoni, and I said to my master, Ulai lo seilech ha'isha acharai. Maybe, perhaps, the woman is not going to want to go back with me to Eretz Canaan. What's going to happen if the woman that I find doesn't want to return with me to Canaan? And so we know Avram's answer to that question, but the way the Torah phrases Eliezer's question is strange. Eliezer said, Ulai lo seilech ha'isha acharai, and the word ulai is usually spelled aleph, vav, lamed, yud, but in this pasuk, it's spelled aleph, lamed, yud, without a vav. And Rashi of Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, points out, based on the Medrash, that Eliezer asked this question of Avram only half-heartedly, not a full question, aleph, vav, lamed, yud, but half-heartedly, only aleph, lamed, yud. He asked the question half-heartedly because Eliezer had a daughter and Eliezer wanted his daughter to marry Yitzchak. So the word in the pasuk is spelled Eli to denote that Eliezer asked it with some sort of ulterior motive or some sort of ulterior hope. However, this is strange. Eliezer tells this to Rivka's family, and when he does, Ulai is spelled without a vav. We just read that pasuk. Again, to say that Eliezer had this ulterior motive. But way back in Pasuk Hey, when Eliezer actually asked Avram that question, the word Ulai is spelled fully with a vav. So why is the whole drash of the shortened Ulai and Eliezer's ulterior motive, why does it only appear here when Eliezer recounts the story to Rivka's family and not earlier in Pasuk Hey, when Eliezer was actually speaking with Avram asking the same question? And this question is asked by many Mefarshim, and they offer various explanations. I discussed a couple of those in FMT 2 years ago. But another beautiful answer is given by the Kutzker Rebbe of Menachem Mendel of Kutsk, who died in 1859. And this is found in the Sefer Emes Mikutsk Titzmach. It's a compilation of Torah from the Kutzker Rebbe, and it's found there in Seif Tuf Kuf Samach. The Kutzker Rebbe says that these psukim and this drash teaches us something very powerful about human nature. Very often we have certain biases, we have certain preconceived notions about something. In the terminology of the Bali Musar, it's called negius or negia, a certain connection, some ulterior motive. We don't always know that we have negios to a certain situation. When we're in the thick of it, we have no clue that we're viewing the situation in a skewed way. We have no idea that we have those biases or preconceptions. It's only with the passage of time and with honest introspection that we realize that we were thinking of things in a tainted or in a contaminated way. Once we have the distance of time, and once we have that honest self-assessment, only then can we look back and say, wow, I could have sworn I was thinking clearly in an unbiased way, but now I see, now I know that I was not. And that, says the Kutzker Rebbe, is what's happening with Eliezer in our psukim. When he was speaking with Avraham Avinu, he had no idea that he was thinking about his own daughter. He had no idea that he was hoping that this woman that he finds for Yitzchak won't want to return to Eretz Canaan. And if that happens, and when that happens, oh well, my daughter's available. He didn't know about the negius that he had. And that's why at first, when we hear this question first raised, the word ulai is written regularly and correctly with a vav. As far as he was concerned, there was no ulterior motive. There was no negius. However, once Eliezer had some distance, and once he thought about it, he realized that indeed he had been tainted in his thinking. Who wouldn't want their child to be married into Avram's family? And therefore, later, after some distance of space and time, after he thought about it deeply and honestly, when Eliezer was recounting the story, that is when Ulai is written without a vav. That is where the drasha is, because that is where Eliezer realized, when he realized, that he had not been thinking clearly. It's a powerful message for you and for me whenever we give advice, whenever we take advice, whenever we receive a psak halacha, whatever it is. Often, without us even realizing it, we are more biased than we think, and it must take time. It must take advice from others. It must take time, space, and time, and introspection to look back and say, wow, did I ever have negius? Wow, was I tainted in my thinking? Have an amazing day, everyone.